You can head out, Miss Joy, third grade and down, or you can stay in here, whatever you're doing this morning. Kids Rock has officially started back for our new year. If you're staying in here, I want to encourage you to grab a copy of God's Word and go to Psalm 1. Psalm 1. I'm going to go there in my copy, as you go there in yours. So, praying about where we should go at the beginning of the new year. This is where I landed actually this morning, in preparing for our time together, and thankful for this psalm for a lot of different reasons. But this morning we're going to pull three pieces of truth out of it that I hope will give you some encouragement for here and now. Will give you some encouragement in your faith in Jesus for the future, and perhaps give you some direction as you think about 2021 and the days ahead. So you ready to do that? Start a new year in the Word? Yeah? All right, well, let's do that. Psalm 1, verse 1. Follow along in your copy of God's Word as I read aloud. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Let's pray and ask the Lord to guide us in his word this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you that you are here with us. Holy Spirit, that you will help us understand your word and apply it to our lives. And we ask that you would do that very thing this morning. God, we also ask that you would be with Miss Joy and the others that are working with our children. And you would be with our children, that you would just stoke their love and their trust in you, their hunger for your word. How we pray that you would use this morning and make us more like you. And for those of us who may be here that have yet to trust you completely with our lives, God, we pray that you would lead those to that point of repentance and faith this morning. Amen. All right, three pieces of truth. So we see something here in God's word this morning. Verse 1, it says, blessed is the man. That word blessed really means happy. Not the kind of happiness we experience when we get gifts on Christmas morning. That's a good happiness, but that's not the kind of happiness it's talking about. It's talking about the kind of happiness that we experience maybe at Thanksgiving. When we're just reflecting on the things that we've been blessed with, when we get to be with our loved ones, around the table, all at the same time. That kind of deep joy. The same kind of happiness that we may experience at Christmas when we get to give gifts. And we see, in particular, like, it's just awesome giving gifts to children, right? Just see them receive it and the joy they experience. And really, we get to experience that joy. That kind of deep joy that doesn't just disappear when the day is over. That's the kind of blessedness, happiness that this psalm is talking about. It's the same idea that Jesus speaks of in Matthew 5 in the Beatitude. Blessed is the man. Happy is the man. So it says here, happy is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Before we talk about go any further, let me just ask you a question. Don't you want that kind of happiness? Like, you could be with us this morning and not be a Christian and be like, yeah, I want that kind of happiness. I don't know anybody that doesn't. We may know some people that have given up on that kind of joy and happiness in their lives, but I doubt any of us know anyone that doesn't desire it, right? So verse 1 tells us, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of scoffers, nor sits in the, stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. So the first thing the psalm tells us is a way not to be happy. Gives us three pictures. Walking in the counsel of the wicked. So you and I are not going to be happy if we begin to think like those who don't know God. You and I are not going to be happy if we begin to seek those people's counsel. If we walk in the counsel of the wicked, we won't be blessed. We won't be happy. We won't have that deep, abiding joy. It also says, nor stands in the way of sinners. So he takes it, we have somebody that's seeking the counsel, and then we have somebody that's standing in the way of sinners. So they're actually kind of following through with that counsel. They're seeing what the wicked do, what sinners do, those who don't trust God do. They're going, those people are trying to be happy this way. I'm going to try it too. So they stand in the way of sinners. They mimic their behavior. Psalm 1 says, we won't be happy if we mimic the behavior of sinners, if we stand in their way. And then finally, the end of verse 1 says, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. This is the idea of, like, not only have you taken the counsel of sinners, not only have you decided to follow their counsel, but you've committed your life to it. Not only do you now sit in the seat of scoffers, but you scoff at those who say what you're doing is wicked. We see this in our world, like people are proud of their wickedness. They're proud of their sin. So just look at this verse. Start with what we said earlier. We're talking about a deep abiding happiness, deep abiding joy. And those who don't have it in our world walk in the counsel of the wicked, stand in the way of sinners, and sit in the seats of scoffers. So we can just say this. If you don't want to be happy, you want a sure way to not have joy in this world, take the advice of the world. I don't know about you, but that's not the direction I want my 2021 to go. Is it yours? Let's keep reading. This psalm directs us to that joy, that happiness, that blessedness. Read verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. So here's what we normally do with these two verses. We memorize them, or we teach them, apart from one another. But I want to ask you a question. Look at your copy of God's Word. I want to ask you a question. Where's the period in verse 1? It's not there. There's no period in verse 1. Because verses 1 and 2 are one complete thought. So he tells us in the first part of this sentence how not to be happy. Then in the second part of this sentence, he tells us how to be happy. That's why verse 2 starts with the word but. But his delight is in the law. The happy man's delight is in the law of the Lord. That word law there can mean like one singular law of God, but more than likely, it means the whole counsel of God. For the writer of this psalm, he was pointing back to the first five books of the Old Testament, because at that time, in that place, that was God's word. But today, we have Genesis to Revelation. So when we see this, today, we can say, when it says the law, we can talk about our whole Bible. The happy man's delight is in all of God's word, Genesis to Revelation. He delights in it. He enjoys it. He looks forward to it. You get a clear picture of this idea in the rest of verse 2. It says he meditates on it day and night. Some of you are familiar with delighting in something. You knew somebody was going to give you something for Christmas and you were looking forward to it. That tool, some may call it a toy, but that tool that you were waiting on and that you got it, you couldn't wait to tinker with, right? Those clothes you got, you delighted in those things. And it's a temporary delight, but you delighted in those things. The happy man's delight is in the law of the Lord. It can be in temporary things also. There's nothing evil about those things. But his primary delight, the thing he primarily enjoys in this world, looks forward to in this world, depends on in this world, is God's word. And on it he meditates day and night. So where does his delight lead him? It leads him to the word, to meditate on it day and night. So instead of thinking like the wicked, taking the advice of sinners, following the advice of sinners, and even choosing to live like sinners, he doesn't seek those things for happiness. He seeks the law of God, the Bible, for joy and happiness, deep, abiding joy and happiness. He meditates on it day and night. Pondering it, reading it, learning it, memorizing it. Another place in the psalm says hiding it in his heart. We could put it like this, devouring it. Just taking it in, piece by piece. Listen to this. That man is happy. Not fleeting happiness, not momentary happiness, but deep, abiding joy. And here's what that looks like in the rest of the psalm. The happy man is spiritually stable and prosperous in the present, in this life. He is spiritually stable and spiritually prosperous. Look at verse 3. It says he, the man, the blessed man, the happy man that delights in the law of God, he is like a tree planted by streams of water. Sometimes my family and I will go down to Bainbridge, and there's a path down by the river. Some of you have been there. And since Hurricane Michael, it just kind of obliterated, especially that area. But the strange thing about that area down by the river is there's trees that were like chopped off, but there's very few trees that are uprooted in that area down by the river. Because the roots go deep and wide. So the wind came and they didn't come up. Some of them broke. The pine trees broke. But the oak trees in the area, still standing. It says, it's planted by streams of water. Strong and stable. So here's the idea. The happy man who delights in the law of God, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of his environment or her environment, they are spiritually strong and stable. They're like a tree planted by streams of water. I don't know about you, but for me, that gives me some comfort going into this new year. We learned somewhere, between October and December not to stop assuming that things are going to get better at some point, right? We stop saying that. Things got to get better. Don't say that anymore. So going into 2021, this psalm and the truth in it gives me great comfort. That if I delight in God's law, in His Word, I can remain, you can remain spiritually strong and stable in spite of what comes your way. Like a tree planted by streams of water. Not only that, but he continues to speak in verse 3. Look at it. It says, planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. So we have not only the idea of a strong and stable tree, but we have the idea of a fruitful tree. Yields its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither. It's healthy. So not only strong and stable, but maturing and growing and bearing fruit. So listen, this is just simple truth from God's Word. If you're a Christian, and you're looking at 2021, and you should be. You should be reflecting on the year ahead. One of the things that you can bank on is if within, this is important, within your relationship with Jesus, you delight yourself in His Word, you can remain strong and stable in your faith. And not only that, but regardless of your environment, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what 2021 brings publicly or privately for you, you can not only be strong and stable, but you can be fruitful. You can grow in your faith. You can mature in your faith. You can continue to become more and more like Jesus. Like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Spiritually stable and prosperous. That can be your 2021. Spiritually stable, spiritually prosperous. Young people, you can grow in your faith this year. And that growth is not dependent on any circumstance other than your relationship with Jesus and His Word. You got a copy of God's Word, it doesn't matter what comes your way. You can become more like Jesus by His grace this year. And the same is true as the rest of us, right? The oldest saints in this room, those among us who have followed Jesus longer than anyone else, you too can have a spiritually stable, strong year, but you too can also continue to become more and more like Jesus this year if you will put your delight in the law of the Lord, in His Word. Y'all still with me? Y'all are awful quiet this morning. So the happy man is spiritually stable and prosperous in the present. And we're saying that the happy man is the man that whose delight is in the law of the Lord. Let me say one thing before we get to our third point this morning, because I want to be really clear about something. Sometimes, and I have this tendency in my own life, in my own heart, sometimes we as Christians, we want a checklist of things to do so that we can grow and we can be more like Jesus. Like if I do A, B, and C, I'll become more like Jesus. And on face value, that sounds great. Like, give me a formula, I'll follow it, and it'll come out good on the end. I want to be real clear. That's not what this is. Nor is that the way that Jesus wants us to follow him, because that's self-reliance. That's me going, in my own strength, I'm going to do A. In my own strength, I'm going to try to delight in God's word. And in my own strength, I'm going to do C. And in my own strength, I'm going to become more like Jesus. That's what that is. So let me be abundantly clear, or try to be anyway this morning, that when we talk about delighting in God's word, we're talking about knowing Jesus, trusting him, and going to his word. Just as if we pull up to a dinner table to fuel our bodies. And while fueling our bodies with good, nutritious food, we enjoy the taste. So we pull up to God's word. Not because it's part of our formula for becoming more like Jesus, but we pull up to God's word because it is the way that Jesus feeds us. And yes, just like when we pull up to grandma's table, we enjoy the food. It tastes good. Like, it tastes good to us. We can enjoy. We can delight in God's word. But it has to be. It has to be in the context of knowing and trusting Jesus. Otherwise, it's just a religious duty and part of a checklist. So if that's a tendency in your own heart, just like, beware of that. When I think about the new year and getting into the word, I have to beware of that. That I don't just form a checklist for getting into God's word. And then in my daily routine, it just becomes that. And outside of my relationship with Jesus, I'm just checking a box. But delighting in God's word is pulling up to the table with Jesus, praying and reading and listening and delighting in him. Y'all with me? So the happy man is spiritually stable and prosperous in the present. Not only that, but finally, the happy man is spiritually stable. Excuse me. Before we move to the last point, look at verse 4. It tells us what the happy man does not look like for the person that does not delight in God's word. Verse 4, it says, "The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away." So we have two opposite pictures. One, a tree, strong, stable, fruitful, regardless of the weather, regardless of whether it's planted in the desert or by a river, is strong, is stable, it has all it needs, and it's fruitful, it's growing, maturing. And then we have a picture of chaff. When the most gentle wind blows, it just rolls with the wind. When I think of chaff, I think of grass clippings. You mow the lawn. Some of you mow it with a bag. You take that bag off the mower. You go to the side of the road and you dump it out. And as you dump it out, most of it hits the ground. Turns brown in a couple days. But some of it just blows off. It's not rooted. It's not growing. Wind comes, it just blows on down the road. So we have a choice at the beginning of this year. As Christians, we can delight in the Word of God, pursue God through His Word, or we can be as unstable as grass clippings, wind blows, we just drift down the road. I know which one sounds better to me. Don't you? Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. I'm going to read it to you. You can go back and read it in your own time. It says this. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in parched places of the wilderness in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. You don't have to fear 2021. You don't have to fear a year of drought if you're planted in the Word of God. All right, our final piece of truth. The happy man is spiritually stable and prosperous in the present. Not only that, but the happy man is excited and hopeful about the future. Look at verse 5. It says, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. So the psalmist goes from talking about the here and now to talking about the future. Talking about the day that the Lord judges all people. The judgment. So one day, the Bible tells us in multiple places that Jesus will return, like we talked about last week. And when he returns, one of the things he'll do is he'll judge every person. Now, those who have trusted Jesus, the good news is we can stand before him, not covered in our own sin, but covered in the righteousness of Jesus. So we believe that Jesus came, the Bible tells us that Jesus came, God's Son came, he lived a perfect life, none of us have, but Jesus did, and he died on the cross in the place of sinners as our substitute. I should die for my sin, but Jesus died for my sin instead. And on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead, so that anyone who places faith in him for the forgiveness of their sins will be cleansed from their sin and clothed with his righteousness. In other words, he takes our sin and gives us his righteousness. So on the day of judgment, those who have trusted Jesus can stand before Jesus in his righteousness. So today, if you're not a Christian, we want to tell you, like, trust Jesus. Stop trusting in your ability to do good and not do bad. You won't be able to. But Jesus did. And if you trust him, he'll take your sin upon himself because he loves you, and he'll give you his righteousness. Isn't that good news? So look at what it says here in verse 5. It says, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment. In other words, they won't stand, they'll collapse. There's a passage in Isaiah 2 that talks about the haughty, the proud, the sinner, the wicked falling before the Lord. In other words, they won't stand in the judgment. They'll collapse in the judgment before God because they'll be standing there in their sin, not in the righteousness of Jesus. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Verse 6, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Look at verse 6. The Lord knows. That word knows is much bigger than our word knows. It carries much more meaning. It carries the idea of knowing something, knowing someone, but it also carries the idea of caring for something, caring for someone. So the Lord knows the righteous. He cares for the righteous. He provides for the righteous. And the righteous in this psalm are those who delight in the law of the Lord. He knows us. He takes care of us. John 3:16. communicates the idea of God sending his son for us, to provide for us, to take care of us, to live and die and raise from the dead for us. That anyone who places faith in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. So listen, if you're a Christian today, at the beginning of a new year, after a crazy year, you can be excited and hopeful about the future. You can be sober-minded about the present. You can say things like, regardless of my circumstances moving forward, I know that spiritually I can be stable. Spiritually I can be maturing because of God's word. And you can be excited and hopeful about the future because you know that in the judgment you'll stand before Jesus, not in your own righteousness, but in his. And you can be excited about that. You can be excited about that. I want to leave you with this thought this morning. Christian, God loves you. He loves you and he's given his word to you for you. So that in this broken world, you can have stability. And in this broken and dying and decaying world, you can grow and be fruitful. He loves you and he's given his word for you, to you, for you. Because he loves you. Not to be part of a checklist, but just to pull up to the table and enjoy day in and day out. And through enjoying his word, you'll find spiritual stability and you'll find that you'll become more and more like Jesus by his grace and his power. So I want to encourage you to do two things if you're a Christian here this morning. One, I want to encourage you, I'm going to be doing this, to pray for the desire for God's word. I don't know about you, but some days, a lot of days, I wake up and I don't necessarily desire God's word. There's other things that my mind and my heart want to delight in. And God's word is not always at the top of the list. So I want us as a body and as individuals to pray that the Lord would lead us to delight in his word, to enjoy his word. To be able to pull up to his word like we do to a good meal that we know is good for us and good to us. And two, I just want to encourage you to just make a plan. Just make a plan. It doesn't have to look like anybody else's, but just make a plan to devour God's word this year. You make a plan to go to grandma's to eat the good cooking. You know when she's going to be serving. You know when it's going to be hot and on the table, and you get there. So I just want to encourage you. Look at the days ahead. Use the wisdom that God's given you and make a plan to devour God's word this year. Not other people's devotions. Those are good. There's a place for those. But just open God's word and devour it. Make a plan to do that. If you need help with that, I'm here for you. We can figure it out together. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, please don't misunderstand me. You don't become a Christian by reading the Bible. You don't need a list of to-dos to become a Christian. You just need Jesus. And you need to trust him today, and we want to invite you to do that. So you can come forward as we sing, or you can grab me or somebody else you know is here and is a Christian and say, I'm ready to trust Jesus, or have questions about trusting Jesus, and we would love nothing more than to open God's word and show you how to do that today. Let's pray. Father, we love you, and we thank you for your word. We thank you that in a broken and decaying and dying world, we, because of you, can be like trees planted by streams of water. We can be stable. We can be spiritually prosperous. We can grow spiritually in faith.